Today's other headlines, the Department of Justice says it has discovered over a million more documents that are possibly related to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In a social media post, DOJ did not elaborate on when, where, or how the documents were found, but they said the new trove will take a few more weeks to process and release to the public. That will further delay compliance with the deadline set by Congress to release all the Epstein files by last Friday. A dozen U.S. senators have urged the Justice Department's Inspector General to investigate this ongoing delay. Returning to the war between Russia and Ukraine, an explosion inside Moscow today killed three people, including two police officers. It's the second deadly explosion in the same area of the Russian capital in just the last 3 days. Russian investigators say two traffic officers approached an individual when a device detonated, killing them and a bystander. Russia blames Ukraine for the attack. Kyiv has not publicly commented or claimed responsibility. The blast occurred very close to where a car bomb killed a high-ranking Russian general just 2 days earlier. The Election Authority of Honduras has declared Nasri Asfura the winner of its recent embattled presidential race. President Trump endorsed Asfura days before the November 30th election. In the 3 weeks since, the contentious vote count has suffered technical problems and allegations of fraud. Secretary of State Marco Rubio urged all parties to accept the outcome, although Asfura's opponent has not yet conceded. Honduras's election marks the latest in a right-wing resurgence in Latin America. Just last week, Chile chose far-right politician José Antonio Kast as its next president. Back here at home, investigators are searching for what caused a massive explosion at a Philadelphia-area nursing home. At least two people were killed and 20 injured. The blast on Tuesday occurred shortly after a utility crew had responded to reports of a gas leak. The explosion collapsed parts of the building and shook houses blocks away. One resident died, as well as a facility employee. One of the injured is in critical condition. After an hours-long search and rescue, officials said everyone was accounted for and praised first responders for their bravery.
I've never seen such heroism. They were running into a building that I could, from 50 feet away, can still smell gas. Some people couldn't talk. This could have been a much more serious catastrophe.
State records show that inspectors cited the facility for multiple violations back in October, including for a lack of barriers to contain smoke across different floors. On the West Coast, a powerful storm is slamming California on the eve of what could be the wettest Christmas in years for southern parts of that state. The atmospheric river, seen from space earlier this week, will continue dumping heavy rain all the way through Friday. It's led to scenes like this today in southern San Bernardino County and northern Mono counties. Roads flooded by dangerous rushing mud. Coastal areas, including in Los Angeles, are under flash flood warnings. Meantime, the same storm is bringing snow to California's mountains. Officials warn of hazardous holiday driving conditions. And stocks set records on this shortened day of trading before Christmas. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added nearly 300 points and notched a new record high. The NASDAQ made a 50-point gain, and the S&P 500 also ended on a record-setting high note, getting closer to 7,000 points. Still to come on the NewsHour, author David Baldacci and his wife work to combat toxic political discourse. We explore why Christmas carols endure despite major changes in popular music. And the Armed Forces musicians bring us some holiday cheer in a NewsHour tradition.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.